You might have been in bed, but you probably heard the storm overnight. It brought a lot of lightning and very loud thunder, mostly impacting southern areas of the coast, but it didn't cause damage like Monday evening's system. It forced Energex crews to down tools for the night, though, as they prepare for another very long day to fix widespread damage caused to the power network. Thousands more homes across the coast were reconnected in time for dinner on Monday night, but there are still more than 11,000 customers in the dark here this morning. The latest from Energex is that some Sunshine Coast residents could be without power into Thursday. Queensland police have issued a safety message as they worry that Sunshine Coast parents will gift their children e-scooters without knowing their responsibilities. Police say putting an e-mobility device under the tree means parents need to understand the rules and legislation and supervise young riders. 13 people have lost their lives while riding e-mobility devices so far this year. The state government is taking its fight to stamp out fire ants to the nation's capital. A delegation is calling for more funds to combat the super pest, estimated to cost Australia $2 billion a year. Queensland councils, including the Sunshine Coast, also want the federal government to commit to funding beyond 2028 in a bid to eradicate fire ants from the state's southeast by 2032 and stop it from spreading further north. The Noosa Council will investigate how it can keep a lid on the number of gaming machines used on council-controlled land. Mayor Frank Wilkie says the proactive decision responds to concerns about the social impacts of gambling.
Council traditionally does not have any authority through its planning scheme or when assessing development applications to limit the number of gaming machines for an expansion of a community club. But it does have some measure of control about the number of gaming machines on premises that lease council-owned land. So we're going to explore that.
The Noosa Council will also consider reinstating its membership with the Alliance for Gambling Reform, which is a national advocacy group focused on reducing harm caused by gambling. And Robert Irwin is probably feeling the nerves right now. The BYU local is just hours away from performing in the grand final of Dancing with the Stars in the US. The 21-year-old conservationist is the favourite to win the Mirrorball Trophy.